Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We are a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We know exactly what we're doing here every single night. What do we mean by that? We say we are a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows exactly what it's talking about. In other words, we are not a news, talk, and entertainment show. Well, first of all, we're a news, talk, and entertainment show. That makes us unique right there. But you're never going to hear me apologize for anything. And it's not because I'm a pig-headed or stubborn or hard-hearted guy. That's not it. You're never going to hear me apologize for anything because I will never be so stupid as to say something I have to apologize for. You see? Now, I know that that comes as a very difficult thing to say about my fellow broadcasters, but some of these guys I wouldn't even call fellow broadcasters. Some of these guys don't deserve to even get me coffee, you know. And I'm not talking about Don Imus. Don Imus is stupid, but he's a broadcaster. But some of these guys, you know who I'm talking about. These guys should never have been given a microphone in the first place. They should never have been allowed to sit behind a microphone in the first place, and then they say something stupid, and then they have to apologize. Well, what kind of credibility does somebody like that have who has to say, you know, I'm really sorry that I this and I that and I did something else? See, we don't do that on this show because we're not idiots. We know exactly what we're doing, whether you like it or not. Now, that's something else, you know.
Yeah, people might hate it, but at least we know what we're talking about.
Exactly. So, I mean, you may not like it. You may like it. We hope you do like it. We do our very best for you, but I understand if you don't, if you do. That's the nature of having the choice. However, one thing you will never have to worry about is me coming on here saying something so asinine, I've got to come on the next day and, I'm really sorry that I said what I said, and you know, and if you took it the wrong way, and all of these half apologies that we're so sick and tired of, because I'm not enough of a broadcaster to know how and when to say certain things. Now, I may say things that piss people off. I may say stuff that gets me fired. It's possible, but I'm never going to apologize for saying it. I can say, for instance, well, it's your right if you want to fire me or you want to throw me off your state, whatever. I understand that, but certainly I'm not going to apologize because I meant what I said. Why would I apologize for something that I meant to say? Why would you apologize for something you meant to say? Well, you know, Phil, maybe they didn't mean it. Ah, they didn't mean it. Then why are they sitting behind a microphone? Why do they have the job of broadcaster if they, quote-unquote, didn't mean it? What the hell are you talking about, man? Your job is to sit behind this mic and to say stuff. Are you saying stuff you don't mean? Why? Because you're looking at the clock, because you're wondering when you're going to get out of the studio, because you're wondering who's going to call to save your stupid show. If you've got some phone calls, maybe you don't have to monologue and think up things and not think on your feet very well. And the next thing you know, you're saying stuff that you don't mean. So you'll never hear us do that on this show. Now, why am I bringing all of this up? Tonight on our program, we're going to have on our show a man who is a Ron Paul supporter. Now, I have seen, and you have seen, and I even commented on it a couple of times over on my Facebook page.
Yay!
Don't be a smart-ass butt, okay?
What are you clapping for? Big deal.
All right, okay. But I did say that I thought that allowing this kind of commentary, even in a newsletter that you're not necessarily writing it, but it's a newsletter that you're editing or carries your name, you got to watch out. Now, Ron Paul has been the figurehead. He's been the representative personality. He's been on the masthead of a number of newsletters. The Ron Paul Political Report, the Ron Paul Texas Report, the Ron Paul This Report, the Ron Paul That Report. And I understand these are ways of keeping your name out there. Now, you may not know this, or you may know this, but in a lot of these newsletters have been comments that have been written by others that have been beyond the pale. They have been ignorant, racist comments. They have hearken back to a time when the Ku Klux Klan had a fair following and people really thought that racial separatism or based upon the relative intelligence of the races. I mean, we're talking about some real Stone Age stuff, but this stuff was in Ron Paul newsletters as recently as the 80s, and some of it in the 90s, 1992, there was a comment, and I'm quoting, the substance is absolutely accurate, whether the actual words are. I don't know, but it was essentially this. The riots in L.A., the 1992 riots in L.A., quieted down only when all the blacks had to go and pick up their welfare checks. Now, that was in a Ron Paul newsletter. Did Ron Paul write it? No. Does it matter? Only to the extent that Ron Paul didn't write it, but the fact that it was in his newsletter is not good. Now, did he mean to say it? Did he not mean to? Did he not mean to have it in the newsletter? Is it really his kind? You know, all of this stuff we're going to get into. But I will say this about Ron Paul. Like Phil Hendry, he has not, at least as far as I know, he has not said, you know, he's not said anything along the lines of it was wrong of me to do or to have these newsletters. He has said that I don't share these opinions. Now, a guy did a focus group, and we're going to have Mr. Stephen Bozell on, who is a Ron Paul supporter and ran afoul not just of friends and colleagues in business, but his own family. But Ron Paul there was a focus group done of people who were Ron Paul supporters. It was done in 1996, and they were confronted with these comments that had appeared in Ron Paul newsletters. And when they were confronted with these comments, and they said, now, you understand these are comments that appeared in Ron Paul newsletters. Are you still supporters of Ron Paul? The people, rather than saying, well, that's a questionable thing for him to allow that kind of stuff, or, I wonder if I should look a little bit deeper into the actual ideas of Ron Paul. These people said, well, you know, the Ku Klux Klan isn't all bad. Stephen Bozell joining us, and that's just one example of a comment. Mr. Bozell, you're a Ron Paul supporter. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that the Ku Klux Klan is not all that bad?
No, I don't feel that way. No, sir, I don't have those opinions about the Ku Klux Klan. I'm completely opposed to the anything having to do with the Ku Klux Klan, as I believe that Mr. Ron Paul is. I was taken aback, and I was blindsided by these comments, these quotes, and these essays in his newsletters, as much as I think a lot of Ron Paul supporters were. I did not know about them until I'd been called by this individual who is the the principal and the head instructor at my daughter's school, which is CK Corona.
Now, this is a woman who was pointing out to you what?
She had heard from my daughter that I was Ron Paul. I thought that Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, was an interesting candidate, was an individual that I want to look more at, was an individual that I wanted to possibly support. I felt a lot of things he said made sense. And my daughter went to school and requested a meeting with Mrs. Dorton. They sat down. I think it was about a half hour to 45-minute meeting between my daughter and a couple of the administrators as they put their heads together on what it was that I said and what their response would be.
And now, this is something unusual. I don't understand when you say that your daughter went to school and put her head together with the administrator and another administrator to find out what their response would be. It sounds as if your daughter is a member of the official policy-making board at the school.
Well, no, but the way it works, Mr. Henry, is the students will come to the school and they will make a comment to a teacher or to a member of the administration about the behavior of one or both of their parents, at which time the school will ask the children, can you give us more specifics? And that's when they'll sit down and draw up what they call a white paper, which is basically a bullet points on how to proceed with the parents with a little bit of guidance from the student, his or herself.
But the way they're going to proceed with the parents. So, again, here we have a school that is going to it is going to deal with the behavior of the parents at home. Is that correct?
No, I mean, it's...
So what is the point of this, then?
The point of it was that I had said to my daughter that I supported Ron Paul. She went to the school and mentioned this to, and did indeed have a policymaking meeting with the headmistress, Erica Dorton, and that's when I got the phone call from Ms. Dorton. And she asked me, was I a supporter of Ron Paul? And I said, yes, I was. I said, I didn't know what that had to do with my daughter. She said, I need to inform you. At that time, she said, are you aware of the racist comments that have appeared in Ron Paul in a Ron Paul newsletters. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not, which I was not at that time, Mr. Henry. She then went on to quote the one that you quoted about it was time for them to pick up their welfare checks. She then quoted some other comments about blacks being monkeys and so on from these Ron Paul newsletters. And I refused to believe it. I felt that she was making it up. I'd had some run-ins with this woman before. It got very heated, the argument, until such time as she hung up on me, and I had to use very unfortunate language. And that was the comment that I told your producer. I called her a miserable old maid, said she was barren.
And you called her what? I'm sorry, a miserable old maid?
Yes, sir.
And she was what?
She was barren.
As in not being able to have children?
Yes. And she slammed the phone down on me, and only I found out about an hour later that what she said was true, because I went and I looked and found these comments. It's very difficult to explain that to your own daughter, and why it is I support this man when my daughter's, I've raised her to be a good girl, and her teacher, sort of blindsided me. So the problem that I've had is sort of reconnecting with my daughter, who believes that I'm a racist, as well as reconnecting with the school after having these heated words with this teacher. And the most unfair thing about all of this is I had no idea that these comments appeared in Ron Paul newsletters. So Ron Paul has got a problem. He's got a lot of money that he raised that I donated to him, and a lot of people donated to him, only to find out that he holds these opinions.
Well, now, he doesn't hold, we have to be careful.
Well, yes, sir, but I mean, the fact is, he's allowing those opinions to be expressed. And he's made a lot of money off of me and other people like me, only to find out that he's let these opinions be expressed in his newsletter. It has caused problems in my own family with my daughter's school. Ron Paul's got a problem. He's got a big problem.
All right, I want to take a break and get right back with you, Mr. Bozell, okay? We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who was a Ron Paul supporter up until he found out about these comments in these Ron Paul newsletters. And he found out about them by way of his daughter's teachers at school. So he got into a heated confrontation with them, only to find out that they were telling him the truth. He's alienated his own daughter. And now he feels like there's a little bit of payback due him and other Ron Paul supporters. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Do you feel Ron Paul owes his supporters a big explanation? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and welcome back to our show on this Thursday night. Tomorrow's Friday, and at midnight tomorrow night, we have a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol for you, so stick around for that. Midnight tomorrow night, a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. Stephen Bozell joins us from Corona, California. His daughter attends CK Corona Middle School. His daughter went to school and talked to her teachers about her father's support of Ron Paul. Mr. Bozell, you were called by one of the teachers at the school and told about Ron Paul's politics.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's funny. I have to ask myself, why would a teacher trouble herself with the politics of one of the parents in the school?
At this particular point, I don't really have a leg to stand on. I wish I could debate you about that, or I could debate them about it. They called me up and they asked me, did I support Ron Paul?
But I mean, why is that their business?
Unfortunately, it is their business, because they caught me, as they say, they caught me with my pants down, because Ron Paul, it turns out, has published these comments, and that makes me look like I'm a racist.
No, it doesn't make you look like a racist. At the very least, it makes you look like maybe you supported the wrong guy, but it doesn't. But why is this the opinion? Why is this the business? And we're going to go to some phone calls, but I want to ask you, why is this the business of the school?
I don't know, and at this point, I don't really have the right to ask because they got me over a barrel, you know.
If you said to them, why is this your business, what would they say?
Well, then they'd say, what are you hiding? You know, then they'd really start to turn the screws, and I would be subjected to probably some kind of a family audit, which they do. They will come into your home. They will look through your papers.
The school? This your daughter's school?
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Trey. Hi, Trey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just feel like Ron Paul shouldn't be villainized for anything like this. Yes, he allowed the comments to be published, but it is part of free speech, something he speaks out about a lot.
What about that, Mr. Bozell? I mean, what's happening here is people are demonizing Mr. Paul.
Well, I wish that people believe that, what this gentleman's saying, but right now I've got the school, I've got my coworkers who have said to me, you know, you were touting Ron Paul. Is he a racist? I said, no, he's not a racist. He allowed these comments, and they're saying this. They're saying, oh, it's the same thing.
But, I mean, this gentleman, it seems to me, Trey, you're saying, no, it's not the same thing, correct?
No, it's not. It's not saying that he supports it. It's just allowing people to express their ideas freely like the Constitution says.
Exactly, and I tried to tell my friends that, and they're all, yeah, you're just making excuses for a racist. You're making excuses for some sheet wearer, you know, this kind of nonsense. And I said, no, I'm not. And then the school called me up and said, what are you teaching your daughter? I said, you got to understand, you know, you don't know what you're saying. And I used all of those. I tried to make those arguments, and all I know is the school told me. And then I got into that argument, and I made some unfortunate comments to this lady.
Well, you called her an old maid, and you said she was barren. I mean, there are worse things.
They made a big deal out of that, and I shouldn't have said what I said. But now I stand here today. I got a family audit scheduled for 10 a.m. on Monday.
Now, what is a family audit?
They're going to come in and interview me and my wife to make sure we're not, Ku Klux Klan, I guess.
Well, what this guy is saying, Trey is saying, a man should be, if he facilitates free speech, which Ron Paul was doing with his newsletters.
I wish that I could have made that. I didn't think of that, but even if I did make it, they're going to say it don't matter because he's a racist.
All right, Trey?
I know. How can they do a family audit for something like that? I mean, how can they just, isn't that an unconstitutional thing to just come in because someone's supporting a candidate? And audit your family?
I think what they're saying, sir, is that they're going to come and do a family audit, not on account of I support Ron Paul, but because they think that there might be racist, there might be a racist racism that I'm teaching her and everything.
Yeah, but you know what? You may be. You could be.
No, sir, I'm not.
No, I know that, but you, regardless, how do they get to come into your house?
My daughter, that's her school. So they're going to interview me and ask me, what am I teaching her? And they're going to look through our closets to see if we have any kind of that racist paraphernalia, swastikas, this kind of thing. So, I mean, I'm just doing the best I can. But I tell you something right now. Ron Paul is to blame because he should have let people know that he was publishing this stuff. Now, I'm in trouble. And where's he? He's still running for president.
Well, what do you want him to do?
First of all, I would like my money back. I donate a lot of money to this guy, only to find out he's got this kind of stuff.
All right, Trey, are you a supporter of Ron Paul?
Yes, I am.
Do you want your money back?
No.
Buddy, you should get your money back.
He's facilitating free speech. I may not agree with what is put in there, like I don't agree with what's put on TV and stuff. But him as a person and his ideas he has for this country are great ideas. I mean, there's no one else out there that's talking about the stuff. Like, there is a law that's been passed now that they can accuse you of being a terrorist and withhold you indefinitely for no reason. Just for suspicion of being a terrorist. That was a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but see, now I don't even know if that's true or not. Now I don't know if it's true or not because Ron Paul was playing around with the truth.
How is he playing around with the truth?
Well, telling everybody he's not a racist and having all this stuff. I just think that he owes an explanation. He should come on TV and explain to people why he's playing around like this.
All right, look, I got to take a break. Thank you very much, Trey, for your call. Thank you, sir. We got to do. We do have to break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. So does Ron Paul owe his supporters an explanation? Does he owe them their money back? The facilitation of this kind of ugly speech, even it's free speech, though it be ugly speech, is this? What does this say about Ron Paul? And what does it say about Ron Paul as a potential president? 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell says he wants his money back. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
I want all my money back. I want it back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California. He's on the line with us to talk about the controversy that is that has reared its ugly head around Ron Paul and newsletters that he edited or otherwise sponsored, some of them as recently as 1992. I don't know if they get any more recent than that. I know there was a focus group done with his supporters in 96 in which some very racist things are said, anti-Semitic things are said. Stephen Bozell joins us, a Ron Paul supporter. I think it's fair to say, Mr. Bozell, a former Ron Paul supporter?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, because I've
You feel blindsided by this, and your daughter went to school and mentioned your support of Ron Paul to the school. You had a confrontation.
I did.
And in that confrontation, you called the teacher some unfortunate thing, called her an old maid. You said she was barren.
Yes, sir. I made comments about her age and her features. She's well known to be, never been married, and I made some very, very unfortunate things about her comments that I should not have made. But I take responsibility for myself. But in this situation, I would take responsibility for myself, and I would own up to it, any of the things that I have done. But Ron Paul has got his fingerprints all over this. He should have told people, and then when they said to him, look at these newsletters, what do you think? He should have said, I think they're disgusting, and we should have a bonfire and burn them all. That's what he should have done. Instead, he just said, hey, that's too bad and all that. Yeah.
And he's made it difficult for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, you're asking for your money back. I don't know how he's going to do all of that. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Scott on the line. Scott, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello, Phil and Stephen. I guess I want to make sure I'm framing the issue correctly. You're looking for your money back after being a Ron Paul supporter. Don't know what your particular reasons for being a supporter were. I'm not.
Well,
but one thing
I've always been a Ron Paul supporter in terms of his economic policy, which is to strip away all these government entitlements and to strip down government in terms of its financial obligations,
So if I hear you correctly, you support him for the things I know him to be, and I'm not a supporter of Ron Paul, but for smaller government, less intrusion in our lives, no big brother hanging over our shoulder, those types of things, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to understand, I've had a lot of people asking me questions over the last 48 hours. I don't know what you're getting at.
The man's just trying to find out.
I find it extremely interesting and somewhat irritating that someone that could stand for Ron Paul's taken some very unpopular stands, but they're all been on the basis of freedom. And what I heard you say was, you wanted your money back, you wanted this, you wanted that, basically because the man. I mean, you're worried about somebody coming in and finding a swastika in your home, somebody finding a.
I didn't say that at all. I said that Ron Paul has allowed my daughter and the teacher told me that Ron Paul has all this racism going on, and I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that.
I'm not a racist. Are you?
I'm not a racist.
Are you?
I don't think Ron Paul.
You're like Sandusky. You had to think about that, didn't you?
All right. Now hold on. Right, well, let's just answer this. The question.
What's that, sir?
I answered it directly. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I'm
just let's. What did you want to say?
What I want to say is, I didn't know Ron Paul had in his newsletters all of this ignorant talk. And when I was told about it by my teacher, by the woman who teaches my daughter, I didn't believe her. I was shocked to the point where I said to her, she must be some lying, you know, I called her a lesbian. I called her all kinds of things. And it turns out she was right.
You know what? I'm not going to be, you know, shame on you for that.
Shame on Ron Paul for calling people monkey man. Okay.
Ron Paul didn't say that, though.
20 years ago, and he explained it as early as today. If you'd listen to the current news.
Yeah. What did he say?
No.
Yeah. And what did he say?
Oh,
he said he believes free speech.
He also said that didn't accurately characterize his view. He was editorializing it, and he apologized. Done deal. It's 20 years old. My question to you, more relevant to today than 20 years ago is, you're a supporter of Ron Paul. Yes, you were, right?
I was. Right. Not no more, and I'll tell you something else. I want my money back. I gave him a lot of money.
Sir. What are you willing to invest in your freedom? You don't even want somebody to ask the government, God forbid, ask a question of you, which is the very thing that Ron Paul stands for, even though I don't like him for a presidential choice.
You said that about three times. Let me get into thinking for a guy you don't like. You really like him a lot. Yeah, you must really like him because you've said you don't like him about five times while you're defending him.
Smaller government back of the Constitution. I kind of happen to be a Newt guy myself. Doesn't matter. My point
is... I wouldn't vote for that guy if he was gold-plated.
All right, okay. I don't want to have a debate about Newton versus Ron Paul. What I want to do is I think this gentleman here, Scott, has articulated his point, which is... this is a 20-year-old comment that was not made by Mr. Paul himself. It was made by somebody else writing in his magazine. He did apologize for it today.
Well, you know, again, if he apologized for it today, and this isn't the only comment that was in his magazine, then how come, you know, people are telling me there's stuff's popping up left and right about the Klan this and the Jews that and all kinds of stuff. Every 5 seconds, they got a new quote. I just want him to come out clean and tell me why he allowed this stuff to be in his magazines or his newsletters, to give me my money back.
To give you your money back.
Yes.
That's what you want. You just want your money.
So if there's more than one comment that was made, there was one in '92. There's a series of them, but even if he apologized for all of those, what?
They're old.
What about that? They're old.
That has some bearing.
I
got a great idea for you, sir. Hey, sir, I got a great idea for you. A guy molests a kid 30 years ago. We got to let that go. That's old.
I got him on that one.
No, you did.
You did. Good
I got
job,
him.
Phil.
I got you.
You got me.
We
let our current president's affiliation with terrorists go. And that's current, and he's our current president. This guy's just trying for the spot, running on smaller.
Well, 20 years ago.
God bless.
I just want to find out whether this guy believes black people are monkeys or not. That's all.
Wow.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, this guy just went wow, like it's a weird question. She wants a father that doesn't believe blacks are monkeys. If you don't mind, okay. That's what my daughter expects of me. I don't know about your daughter, but.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, for your call, Steve. We're very far afield here. You're taking a lot of stuff really personally.
Well, that guy was talking like he thought he was pretty, I don't know, he was talking like he thought he was really smart.
What do you mean? He was making some very good points, and I think we have to allow him that. 877-876-PHIL, here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
It's a good point that if the guy only said it one time, or if they're really old, what do you say to that?
I've had my head twisted around five different ways today, okay? Now you guys are telling me something else. All I know is that Ron Paul has made my day hell.
Okay, go ahead, David.
Well, look, he's only made your day hell because you let the circumstances around it make your day hell. Let me ask you this. What gives your daughter school the right to even come over to your house and audit you? Let me tell you something. If I was in your shoes, I would laugh in the school's face and get lawyered up and be like, be my guest. You're not coming into my house to audit me or my child.
All right.
Because, look, well, Ron Paul edited that magazine.
What are you going to say to them when you say to them that, and they say to you,
ridiculous.
We think that you've got some... you're talking bad opinions at your house. We need to come talk to you. What are you going to say then?
I would tell him to kiss my rear end. This is the United States of America. This isn't some liberal-ran country. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously.
Wait a minute.
When you were in school, you had any history of it. When was that even allowed to happen? Not until the liberal society took over this country. Let me ask you one thing, and I hear you out, because I respect where you're coming from.
I'm just trying to say they're going to come into my house and say, well, I'm talking all kinds of monkey politics and stuff.
What do you mean monkey politics?
I'm talking racism.
You supported Ron Paul. How are you supporting? Yes. You're not making any sense. You're being hypocritical.
I do support Ron Paul, but now I found out he's calling everybody Jew boy and all this stuff.
Whoa, you know, we got to back up here, man. Is he doing it, or are these comments in his newsletter?
He's making the same mistake that every left-wing media outlet's doing. They're saying, they're taking
it doesn't matter.
Ron Paul did not say that. When did Ron Paul
make any difference.
Or anyway, no. When did Ron Paul come out? When did that come out of his mouth? When? You tell me one time.
According to the news reports, it comes out of
these newsletters, if I wrote a piece of paper that said, we got to
do something. If we're Ron Paul supporters, we got to do something. And the first thing we got to do is have him give us our money back so we can
say it. Listen, he didn't say it. You have no proof at all.
You're telling me that. I'm willing to believe you, but nobody else does. No one else believes you.
You're over here. Who else doesn't believe me? Some lunatic left-wing liberal society? Listen, when did
the perception's
out. You can't tell me one of his... No, listen, you're running around in circles. What liberals do? Answer the question.
I'm not a liberal. I'm a Ron Paul supporter.
No, listen,
I'm answering.
When did Ron Paul say it? When did it come out of his mouth?
I said he didn't.
It did not.
I agreed with you.
Quit lying.
I know.
The perception is the wrong.
Okay, you know what, David, you're not giving anybody a chance to talk here.
I think that Mr. Bozell said,
you did say that Ron Paul didn't say it.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell this guy. Okay.
Okay. Well, then what's perception?
Everybody else does, including my kid's school. And that lady's coming to me and saying, you know, Ron Paul said monkey man. I said, no, he didn't. And then she said, well, some people wrote it in his newsletter. And I still told her she was a liar because I didn't even believe that.
Okay, but
that's when I called her an old bag and a lesbian.
Okay, what's happened here is
the school now has you for calling this lady names, and now they're going to come to your house and do some family audit, whatever that is.
They got him scared. Listen, you shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid to speak your mind, sir. Listen, I totally respect where you're coming from.
Thanks to Ron Paul. Now they're coming into my home. Ron Paul did that.
You keep saying thanks to Ron Paul. He never said it.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He didn't say it.
He apologized for it. It was 20 years ago. What do you want the guy to do? Have you ever said something you regret saying? Have you ever said something that you didn't regret?
No, sir. No, sir, I have not.
You just said you did 10 seconds ago.
No, I said no. I never said anything I regret.
No, I'm saying, but you called the teacher what you said you called, and you regretted that, right?
Well, no, I don't regret it. I'm sorry that I said it.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means I meant what I said, but I'm sorry that I said it in the open like that.
You want to run for political office.
Let me say one thing. Listen, Ron Paul's plan is to cut every entitlement program out there, right? Now, a lot of people deem that as being racist because, you know, what race generally takes advantage of government entitlement programs? I mean, think about that.
White people or Mexicans?
Really?
Mexicans?
You can say the same thing about, blacks. Blacks do. Mexicans do. I mean, I'm just saying, though. I mean, more minorities
white people?
Take advantage.
I see a lot of white people do, too.
Take advantage. That's true. But when you look at the broad scheme of things, more minorities are taking advantage of the government title.
I think if you look at the actual statistics, there's more white people on welfare.
I would disagree.
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen the statistics?
I read a lot of books on this.
Seen the statistics on the welfare rolls?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Majority is Caucasian. It's mostly Caucasian. So that's the other thing. I need to talk to someone who represents Ron Paul to find out what he's going to do about this, because I've got a lot of people now looking at me like I'm some kind of a scumbag.
All right, look, we got to take a break here, but I appreciate very much, David, your comments and your patience. And, Mr. Bozell, you hang on. 877-876-PHIL. God almighty. Anyway, Ron Paul and these racist comments that appeared in his newsletters and in his magazines and so forth, and now they've come to the fore, and Mr. Bozell has gotten into all kinds of problems with his daughter's school. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. I want to get back to some calls, Stephen, but I want to ask you something. When the school called you and the school wanted you, they wanted to ask you, were you a supporter of Ron Paul? Is that right?
Well, Erica Dorton...
Just hold on. Before you tell me about Erica Dorton, she's the principal, right?
Yes, sir.
And she called up and said what?
Said, are you familiar with Ron Paul? I said, yeah. He said, well, we know because you support him. And he said, well, maybe you'd like to know that he's a racist. I said, well, no, he's not. And she said, yes, he is, because he said that he allowed these comments in a newspaper that he writes. And then she quoted all kinds of comments about Jews and this and that. And I said, I think you're a lying old lesbian. I made a bunch of comments that I should have made. And she said, okay, now you're on. Then she said to me, now you, that tears it, you know, now you've taken it to another level. And she goes, we're going to do a family audit. And I said, and then I got off the phone with her. And
she said she's going to do a family audit.
Yes, sir.
And you got off the phone with her, and you found out that these comments were made in the magazine, and you now want Ron Paul to what?
Well, I would like my donation money back. He made a lot of money on people donating to him. And
even though he's apologized for these things that appeared in his magazine.
Right now, that's what people are saying, that he apologized. But I don't, I still got this family audit coming up. I still got my daughter who thinks I'm, a piece of garbage. Is Ron Paul, is he going to apologize to them? So, see, in other words, what he did is he ruined my life. And
oh, come on, he ruined your life?
In terms of my daughter's school, yes, sir.
All right, hold on. We're going to go to another phone call. I just wanted to get a little, just some of the facts out here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, Phil, listen.
Yes.
The guy that's talking about his daughter in school. Okay.
Listen, yes, sir.
Let me explain something to you right now. Nobody can discuss racism like me. I'm a black progressive liberal or whatever you want to call me. And this guy with his daughter is absolutely pinpoint accurate. Just because you say, oh, I don't stand behind, you can't run behind the Constitution to hide behind racism. This guy is going through the I know exactly where he stands. He's saying that because of that incident, now the school thinks that he's teaching his kid hate crime. Because you got that going on in school right now. I've been called the N-word, balls threw at me, stuff like that, but none of them was man enough to face me face to face. But I understand exactly what he's saying. Now he's getting really cute about something that he's not racist. I can just tell in his voice alone. But this stuff, the other guys call around, oh, liberal this and liberal that. If the right wings would be more humane towards people, they'll understand the racism stuff a little better. This guy right here.
What am I
going
to do now?
I mean,
what am I going to do? They got me pinned down over the hood of a car.
Steve, listen. My name's Steve. I know they do. And I understand exactly what you're going through. And the other guys can't talk about racism. I am black. I go through this stuff. Look, y'all couldn't imagine I'm the only one that. I wish you could just live in
my... What do I say to that one guy that said most of the people who's on welfare is black? And I'm like going, I don't know if that's true or not.
That's another thing. Listen, I got news for you. Your stats is pinpoint accurate. I'm a black that do know a little bit about politics. So therefore, you're accurate on that too. But the thing about it, what I'm saying about it, is I feel your pain. I don't know if you can get your money back, but I understand your pain about... Now they're going to go to your... They want to audit you because they want to make sure you ain't teaching her hate. Because this stuff goes on...
Well, I'm giving up on Ron Paul. I don't even want to be a conservative anymore. I want to be liberal now. I want to be liberal like my daughter.
this is the problem, Phil, I have with the Republicans. I don't have nothing personal with them because I don't get personal with nobody. But they got to understand that, they all for government and all this good stuff about, you know, we need to get our fiscal house in order, you cut spending. Okay, but yet they are all talking about fighting war. So you can't fight a war free. We don't work that way.
And that costs money, yeah. That costs money. Right. That's true.
I don't understand that either. And then the lady said to me that Ron Paul was making all these people was writing. And I said, I don't know the difference. I called her a liar because I didn't think anybody could run.
It's absolutely true. But he says, they were interviewing him at CNN, and he walked off the mic set. But he says, I didn't stand behind him, but, you know, I didn't write that stuff in there. All I can do is tell him I don't support it. But listen, it's like, okay, let me give you an example. It's like me selling used cars.
All right, I do have to take a break. Steven, I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Real fast, 20 seconds, 20 seconds.
Okay, all right. It's like selling used cars. I'm going to sell you a bunch of used cars. I know the transmission's bad, but I'm going to sell them anyway. Yes, he know about that stuff. Come on, let's start. You can't hop out of cars every time you blame racism. So I understand.
All right.
Steve, I'm with you.
Thanks very much, sir, for your call. Appreciate it. And there is Steve. Thank you. That's Steve. You're Steve. Your thoughts, Steve?
On that Steve?
No, he's gone. What about you?
What happened to me is I've been pushed over to being a liberal now because I don't know what anybody's saying to me. I used to be a Ron Paul man right down the line, and now all of a sudden he's talking all this mess about blacks and Jews. And my daughter's school is going to audit me on Monday, and I've got to get things together here. The other thing I wanted to mention.